Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
You hear me say that often, because more and more, or and or, God just proves His greatness unto us. He says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works unto the children of men. I just enjoy praising Him, giving Him the glory, acknowledging just who He is. For there is no God like our God. And I'm just thankful for who our God is. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing, coming to you, praising you for God's goodness, glories in this wonderful pastor of CAS Ministries, Caring and Sharing Spiritualities. Our theme for this year is On Earth as It Is in Heaven in 2017. Oh my goodness, has God proven that more over and over and over again? He wants the glory that he has for us right here, right now on earth. Not when we get to heaven, but now. Now is the expected and accepted time. Are you ready? So that brings me to our subject. Are you ready to let God drive? Are you ready to allow the Lord to be the perfect GPS driver? He's perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't get lost. He's considered constructions, flat tires, car blowouts, detours, everything. He has it within the economy of what he has for us. He's an all-consuming, sufficient, sovereign God. There is no God like him. Again, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald, pastor of CAS Ministries, coming to you just thanking and praising God. Incredible goodness unto him. I just love the Lord and what he does and how he just blesses us. I'm telling you, to live for him is the easiest way to live. It is a risk not to. Trust God with all of your heart and just allow him to be that driver in your seat. Allow him to change what you need changed. Allow him to bless you the way he intended for you to be blessed. God said he called David his friend. Yeah, be that friend of God that he wants. When he created man, he created him in his own image. And he said he will create him in the likeness of us. So God wants us to be just like him, loving him, adoring him as he does us. We are his children. We are the handiwork. We are the craftsmanship of who he is. So before I continue, let me read the scripture that I have chosen for God, the perfect GPS driver. I chose a scripture from Isaiah, the 51st chapter, starting with the first verse. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock. Where? Wherein you were hewn, and is the hole of the pit where you were digged. Ooh, looks like we came from dirt right there, huh? Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone. Yes, he did. And blessed him and increased him. See, God alone can do that. He doesn't need anybody else come to your rescue. He alone, like he did Abram. He says, I called him, I increased him. That was me. Oh yeah, right here. That was me who did that. I love the way God goes, yeah, that was me, your daddy. That's awesome. For the Lord, the third verse, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort her waste, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of joy. So whatever your dry place might be, whether your desolate place, things that were happening and are happening no longer, God said, I'll make them like Eden, flourishing, five streams of revenue. Hello? Yes, he will. He says, I'll make it like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found. That's where it's supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to look at. Joy and gladness will be found there in thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Here comes the singing and the voice of melody. This is what the Lord loves. Hearken unto ye, my people, and give ear unto me, O nation, for the law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgments to rest for the light of the people. This is what God is saying. 10. Art thou not the ransom? Art thou not it which have dried the seas, the waters which the great deep hath not made the depths and the sea thereof for the ransom to pass over? Are you not part of this? He said, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and shall come with, here we go, singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. 12. Even I am he that comforted you who art. Thou shouldest be afraid of the man, should thou be afraid of the man which shall die, and of the son of man shall be made as grass. So God saying, who is it that you're serving here? Who is it that you're fearing here? Who has hewn you from the rock, from the pit from which you came from? Who has done this? I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am that God that loves thee. I am the driver of your soul. If you will allow me, whatever you need, it doesn't make any difference what you think it is. I was reading earlier today, he was saying, whatever you think, whatever you desire, I've already done it. I got this together for you. That's the way the Lord loves us. He has together everything that we need. If we'll just believe him, if we'll just depend on him to do just that for us, that's what our God has intended, and that's what he will do for us if we'll give him the opportunity to be that driver. Now, there's a young man in the Bible, the Jabez prayer, and Jabez's mom was in a sorrowful state, and so that's what that name means. I bore you in sorry. You are sorry, and unfortunately, people say that to their children. Teachers say that to their students. It's also one, you're just sorry. Well, that's not very nice. But this is your mother who's not blessing you. That's hurtful and harmful for a parent not to bless that child. That's a bad thing. But that's what she did. And Jabez said, oh, you may have given me that name, and that may be what my name means, but that doesn't mean that it has to stay that way. That doesn't mean that that's my outcome. I refuse to be pitiful. I refuse to be sorry. That is not what I want. I don't accept it. Now, he's his mother's child, and he's saying no. So he goes to God, and he says, oh, Lord, that you would bless me. Indeed, this is what he's saying. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what my name means, regardless how I seem to be rejected, and there's no expectancy for me to do anything, but I know a God. If I allow him to be the driver, if I allow him to be in control, I know a God that can change all time, all space, everybody, and everything for me. On my behalf, just because he loves me. It's like he told Joseph, I don't care what has happened to you. They literally tried to get rid of you. Actually, they did. They were going to kill you. They were going to leave you for a wild animal. Then they sold you into slavery and said, oops, he's gone. They thought that was the finish. But Joseph had dreams. God had communicated with him who he was and what he was and what he was to be. All you need to do is hear a word from the Lord. If you hear from God and you know it's God and you know his voice, and you hear the promise that God has promised you, he's not like man, he doesn't lie. Whatever he says he's going to do it. Now, you don't get it if you don't believe. Well, then just doesn't seem to be working out for me. Well, it's you. It's not God, it's you. Okay? So Strengthen yourself in the word and say, Lord, what you said, I believe, and I'm claiming it. And Jabez said, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Okay, this is all they expect me to do right here, right now. So let's go bigger. Said, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me to keep me from evil. He says, I don't want to be sorry. I've already been named sorry. Okay. So I don't want any more sorry to come with this. I don't want to be sorrowful at all. And our theme for the month of August is Lead Us Not Into Temptation. What we're doing, our yearly theme is On Earth as It Is in Heaven in 2017. And the scriptures that I used for this year was the Lord's Prayer. So for July, we're on the 13th verse, and lead us not into temptation. So Jabez is saying right here, Lord, don't let any evil come, that your hand will be with me so that I don't have to experience any even imagine that. You know, people say, well, life has its ups and downs, its bumps in the top, and everybody's got to go through. Jabez said, no, my name was already bad and cursed and nah. Not doing it. So he asked God to put his hand with him and that no evil. Well, all you have to do is ask. Our Father said, come to me with your desires. Come to me. You have not because you ask not. But he's saying, ask me and see if I don't pour you out a blessing, shaking down, pressed together, and running over. I mean, hello, that sounds like a blessing I'd like to receive. Press down, shaken together, and run. But God said, the key factor is you've got to ask me. He says, and whatsoever desire, when you pray, believe now. That's the captivating factor. Believe now. Know that your Creator has already created it. It's already done. Just speak those things as though they were, because they're done. But you can't receive them without faith to believe that they're dead. But Jabez said, oh, Lord, and I tell you, for me, every time I pray that prayer, oh, Lord, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, something happens. Just because I've asked my God in faith to do so. And I've trusted him to drive me right to where I need to be. Because God, you know all the detours. You know what cars are going to run the red light. And God will warn you when things happen. He did that for me once. I'm sitting at the red light. And I was doing something, so it turned green, and I was still there a little bit. Then I proceeded out. And God said, slam on. He said, stop now. That's what he said. Stop now. She is going to run the red light. Now, there was a long semi-truck, so I couldn't see the traffic on the other side. And the semi-truck was stopped at a red light like it should be because I was ready on green to go. So I was proceeding on go. And God said, stop now. And I slammed on the brake, and behind on the other side of the semi, here comes this woman, just like God said, she is going to run the red light. That truck had been sitting there, and this woman just decided there was no traffic and no need for her to stop at a red light when the light had been red. She come right through that red light. Had I not stopped, so she couldn't see me as well, she would have injured me if not killed me. I tooted my horn. This woman had nerve enough to say something with a little hand signal thing and tooted back. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. And she was the one that read the red light. People are interesting, but you know, God knows all things. He knows who's in your life. He knows what's going to do, what's going to happen. He just has accounted for everything. And David says, keep me from evil. I don't want any extra tests or trials. I'm willing to obey. I'm willing to follow your lead. And I'm telling you, the more that you pray and the more God will speak to you, and he will keep you from temptation. And more, even so, he'll keep you to yielding to the temptation. When it comes, you go, really? You see me there? Just knocking it off my shoulder. No, not tempted by that. That is not going to be on a detour for me at all. So this is what God is saying. You know, lead in the prayer, it says, and lead us not into temptation. And then next month we'll talk about what deliver us. But for right now, God is showing us that no matter what comes up, he can lead us not if you're willing to follow his lead. And that is the point. to give, he says, to let him light your steps. He says, lean not into your own understanding, but let him light the way. Let him lead you. Let him be those steps that you proceed on. Make him the Lord of your life. Let him be that driver. Run your decisions by him. Pray and fast and wait until you hear from God. Read his word. He'll speak to you as guaranteed. Guaranteed, he says, ask. In James, he says, ask. Jeremiah, he says, call me. He's always saying, seek my face. This is what God wants to hear from you. Because there's nothing that he won't do. He's a kind, kind God that loves you. And he has tender mercies towards you. He says, cast all your care on me, for I careth for you. He cares. There's nobody that cares 100%. No one. But God. Because you're his baby. You're his child. He wants to continuously help you. He wants the joy of the Lord is your strength. He wants to strengthen you so that you don't fall into temptation. And God can. He says, now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Did you hear that? How would he do that? He's God. He says, and to present, able to keep you from falling. We fall down and we get up. Yes, we do. But the scripture said he's able to keep you. That's what I want to experience. Like Jabez said, keep me. Keep me. Keep my hand from evil. Keep me. I don't want to fall and have to get up over and over again. Keep me. David said, I hid thy word in thy heart, my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Keep me. Keep me. Johnny says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled by this stuff. He said, you believe in God, believe in me also. We don't have to. It's a choice. You don't have, all kind of things come up. But you don't have to let your heart be troubled by it. He said, you're going to have many afflictions, but don't worry. I've overcome them all. That's how you are kept. By allowing God to be that driver, to be that keeper, woo, that he promised he would be. Let the Lord be the Lord of light in your life. Let his word light your path. And believe and know he's a keeper and he loves you and he promised to keep you. Be blessed. Lord, Father, we need you. We need your strength. You said the joy of the Lord is my strength, so we need to go into praise where we know you live, for you said you inhabit praise, and that's how we would get our strength. Now, bless, Lord, and just let people know we have a deliverer that's able to keep us, Lord, and you will, because your word says you will. If we just believe and wait on you to be the driver of our life. Because you have perfect GPS. No incidents recorded ever. Perfect. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.